This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. You know, no question about it. Brad is in charge. He is in charge here today's broadcast of USA Prepares on GCN. No question about it. He is engineering today, and he's doing a fabulous job, as always. And I just love broadcasting with our engineer, Brad. He's always bright, and whatever vitamins he takes, I suggest we all take them. He's just always cheerful and happy. Any comments, Brad?
I don't take any vitamins, actually.
Okay, so, all right, so everyone stop taking vitamins.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Brad, thanks so much for being with us. And you've got Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia, don't you?
I sure do.
Yeah. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm doing really, really well. And, you know, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Gwyneth, is in Australia, you know, you live off the grid, and you've mentioned that many times here on the air. So overnight, you run out of electrical energy. You're out of it. And you've got to wait till the sun comes up and starts generating more. At what time in the morning do you have enough energy to actually do whatever the first thing you use electricity for? What time does that happen?
It depends on the time of year. Usually around about an hour after first light.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not so bad.
Mm-hmm. And you don't make a lot of electricity early in the morning. What happens, I'm sure, as it does here on our farm, you know, we start making it around a little after first light, and it's just a small amount of watts, you know, maybe 50 watts, and then maybe 100, and then 700, and it keeps ramping up and up and up. And when the sun is directly over the solar panels is when we make the most electricity, assuming it's not cloudy. And then as the day progresses, we start making less and less and less per hour. So there's, you know, maybe a five-hour window or so where we're actually making enough electricity to do all the things that we'd like to do. But and then storing it is tough. I mean, storing it is, you know, keeping it in the batteries. And it's hard to have enough battery bank to last throughout the night. And things like refrigeration. If you want to run a dishwasher and you want to run your washing machine at night and you want to run, let's say you want to sprinkle the garden with with the well, if you've got an electric pump, all those things draw a lot of electricity. And you can't do that whenever you darn well feel like it. You've got to space those activities out, so when you do have enough sun, you use the electricity while the sun is shining, because it's hard to store it. But then you can't use so much that you don't charge the batteries. So it's an art of balancing sunlight, electric consumption, storage, and that's what, you know, I'm teaching our family about in every day. I teach them about how many watts the newest device uses, whatever it may be, and how that fits into the scheme. And they've got it pretty well understood. But this is a kind of a new thing. It's not like you have an infinite supply of electricity, right, Gwyneth? You've got to ration it.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the electricity that we do have, we never have to pay for it.
Yes, and it's, you know, I don't think it's. If you look at it, I know that there are a number of people who are saying, you know, I'm going to go off grid and I'm going to save a lot of money. The answer is I don't think so. I don't think you're going to be able to save as much money as you think you can save by going off-grid. What you really get is independence. And that's what I'm interested in doing. I was talking to one of our instructors, and I said, we're working on it. And, you know, we've been out of debt since the 1980s. So we haven't had any debt. But, you know, to not have any debt, you have to live within your means. Actually, you have to live below your means. And so not having debt's a good thing. And I've only got a couple more items to cross off the payment list. And they are insurance, you know. Insurance is something that keeps chasing us and it keeps draining our wallets. And I hate the thought of insurance, because if you think about all the money people have paid over the years into insurance, it's astronomical. So, for example, if you have a mortgage and you have less than 20% down on your house in the United States, you're required to buy PMI, private mortgage insurance, in case, you know, you stop paying. So you're paying an insurance company, and that's one kind of insurance. That's homeowner's insurance, and then there's flood insurance, and then there's automobile insurance, and the list goes. And then, for example, in our farm, some people would have cattle insurance, you know, in case cows walk off and or die. We don't have that. We have a barn, and our barn is insured, and that's great. But nothing in the barn is insured. So if we want to insure our tractors, that's extra for each tractor. And we have to list them separately, so it's separate riders. So I would love to give heave-ho to the insurance bills that we have. And then the last one, other than insurance, is taxes. And I'd love to give heave-ho to that. So that's the plan, is to ultimately dump that too, and that's a little tougher nut to crack. But I wanted to share those thoughts with you. And you've gotten many of the same kind of plans, right?
Well, with me, with regards to the taxes, I've come to a realization that taxation is theft, and I don't think I would recommend everybody doing this, but to realize that the person or the organization that you are paying taxes to are a private corporation, and they're not a government. There is no such thing as government in Australia, and in fact in the United States. And if you point this out to them in writing and state that therefore they have no right to demand that you pay them a whole bunch of money without your consent, you simply refuse to do so, as long as you remain peaceful, non-violent, they might take you to court, but if you stand your ground and stay peaceful, stay non-violent, then ultimately they haven't got anything to do against you. Because, you know, that's, it's something where if you contract without consent, okay, that's called extortion. And extortion's a crime, whether it's done by an individual or a body corporate, and especially a body corporate posing as government, that's called treason. Okay? If you pretend to be a governing body and you're actually a corporate body, you can't be both. You have to be one or the other. And if you are somebody who is saying that you are a corporation and yet you are government, well, that's called fascism. That's what the real definition of fascism is. It's the merger of state and corporate power. And I don't see any of these Antifa ratbags getting upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not politically correct to do so. Sorry, I forgot.
Gwyneth, we've got David. We've got David on the line. David, you'd like to talk about solar energy?
Well, yeah. I out here in San Francisco, I work on energy issues, so I heard her describing that she only uses solar, and I'm just wondering why she doesn't use, backup of wind power. There are many designs nowadays that are not, swirling blades, and in fact, they've got some artistic designs. There are federal buildings nowadays that have these kind of flapping, they almost look like artwork hanging on the side of the building, and they're basically just a back and forth seesaw, and they produce electricity. So you can do a sort of a carpet of flapping mirror. They're not even mirrors; they're just panels of metal that flap back and forth and produce electricity.
David, I've got
through the wind. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a short answer, and I'd love to hear what Gwyneth has to say. I've jumped into the solar arena because I want to be independent. That's the main thing. I don't trust the grid. I don't trust the boards of directors of these corporations that are generating electricity and delivering electricity for profit. I don't think they have our best interests in their minds. I think that it's all about money. I've seen it. I've run for the board of directors twice, and I have been stomped, by people who are, I'd like to say, stupid. I'm going to say ignorant of the facts. They're willing to elect or select people who really don't have their interests at heart. And so I've jumped in, but I got to tell you, it's not inexpensive. It can take 20 years worth of vacation money, not going to Disney and other places and ball games, 20 years worth of that for a family to put in a solar array with a battery bank and an inverter. So one of the reasons that not everybody's jumping into it, I mean, one, it takes work. Two, you have to pay attention to it. Three, you have to maintain it. Four, it takes money. And the big one, I think, is money. Gwyneth, do you have a comment?
Okay. Actually, we do have a wind generator. It was hooked up to the same charge controller as our solar power until it blew out the charge controller. I learned after that you had to have the wind generator hooked up to its own charge controller hooked up to the same battery bank, okay? I have yet to purchase a new charge controller for the wind generator, and until then, it's not connected.
Sure, it's probably a surge.
So the brakes are on it. The charge controller for the wind generator is on the shopping list. That's why it costs between $50 and $100.
David, would you stay with us, please?
Oh, sure. Thanks.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about your thoughts on the technology. David in San Francisco, Gwyneth.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, thank you so much for sitting in for me yesterday. I had an appointment that I absolutely had to attend, and I want to thank all of our class and our instructors, including Sharon, who was worried about me, and I just had to take that time and make that appointment. So. Doing fine here, so those of you who are concerned, all is fine here in Missouri at the farm. So, David, you were talking about combining wind power with solar power, and can you give us and you're in the business, right? Is that
correct? No. I actually work with a nonprofit that's been working on not only anti-nuclear but as well switching over, converting to alternative energy. And I tend to work on the economics of it. And just before you closed out the end of that last segment, you were talking about getting off the grid and trying to get on the board of, was that one of your local power companies?
Yeah, I ran for the board of directors twice, 3 years ago, and I just got off stage in the end of August, and I was beaten very, very solidly by a guy who said, I'm from around here. My mama's from around here. I was born here. I'm from around here. Appreciate your vote. Thank you very much.
I take it he was local.
He was local. Literally, he beat me twice. And with that same line. These guys are entrenched. I believe they are manipulated by the corporation that they are directors of. They are told that they will stand in harmony and unity, and they will toe the company line. Whatever the board decides, there will be no dissension outside the boardroom. And they sign a contract.
Which state are you in?
I'm in the state of corruption, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I'm originally from St. Louis, being out here in California now. Out here in California, PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, has been busted any number of times in not just money laundering operations, but embezzlement, failure to properly spend money. In fact, there's a famous incident in which one of their gas lines exploded, blew up 11 houses, and killed a bunch of people. And they basically claimed that their pipe was intact and in good service, but in fact they had put in a defective piece of pipe in 1954. So this was, 50-something years this defective piece of pipe had been in, and they claimed that they inspected it every year, but since they knew it was defective, they didn't inspect it for 50 years, but they pocketed the money. So they embezzled money based upon knowing that they put in defective pipe. So that was like 50 years worth of embezzlement and failure to inspect. And the way they had laid the pipe, it had gone through a long, skinny valley, and that valley had been used as a landfill, a city dump for, maybe 100 years. And that city dump had basically, it sagged, it compacted, and so the pipe laid across the top of it sank. And since they weren't inspecting that pipe for 50 years, they allowed that pipe to subside, and when it subsided, then it blew up. The idea that they fought it every bit of the way, they knew that it was defective to begin with and embezzled for 50 years, so they committed a fraud, a basic murder, negligence, any number of different real crimes, not just embezzlement, financial crimes, but, murder, negligent homicide. The idea that a company like PG&E, which is, used to be a top blue chip sort of stock, has been seen as something like a money laundering organized crime organization, and they run nuclear power plants. And now they're trying to put nuclear power waste down at sea level, right on a beach at their place. So, there are a lot of real problems and reasons for getting off the grid. But I was going to raise the issue of disasters like Houston, Florida, and Puerto Rico.
Okay. Hold that thought. I'm sure Gwyneth would also like to hear them. Hold that thought. David, hang with us, please.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia with us. David is in San Francisco. He's called in. And, David, you were talking about disasters. I'm sure we'd love to hear your thoughts on what's happened in Houston, what's happened in Florida, what's happening in Puerto Rico, and what has happened in Puerto Rico. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, obviously, local preparation. I heard you mention that you're basically opposed to the grid. You know, I think it's certainly a
smart idea. I'm not opposed to the grid. I'm opposed to people who are ignorant managing the grid. I'm opposed.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I think the grid is a great idea. I the first time I ran for the board of directors, I talked, my platform was protecting our grid, okay? I pulled out of my pocket a 556, some people might call it a 223 cartridge. And I said, you know, I think I paid about 20 cents for this, and someone from a couple hundred yards away could take one of these or a larger caliber and could plink and hit a specific portion of a substation. And they didn't exactly say what, but I said, you know, if a transformer's taken out with just one of these 20-cent cartridges, there are no replacements for those one-of-a-kind transformers, and it could take years for another one to be constructed. So we need to protect our grid. That I said 3 years ago. And then this time, I was greeting people who were coming into the to register for the election and the annual board of directors meeting, of which there were thousands of people in the convention hall. One guy said, "Did you bring your bullet with you?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, that was idiotic." And I said, "Why do you say that?" And he said, "Well, that's it, just idiotic." And I said, "Well, actually, I reviewed that before I mentioned it with the engineer, the chief engineer of the electric cooperative." And he said, "I'm absolutely right." And he said, "Well, it's idiotic." And I said, "Well, I can't help it if you don't understand." Now, who was he? He was the husband, dressed to the nines, of one of the gals who was running for re-election. And she was re-elected both nights, 3 years ago and this latest time in August. So what I'm saying is I'm not against the grid. I love the idea of the grid. You know, it's almost self-healing in some respects. However, we need to protect it. And we have people who are ignorant of the facts in at the highest levels of corporate governance making decisions. That's sure. The problem.
Well, I agree. And, you know, I've been working in this since about 1996, and Enron was created, the deregulation of electricity in California was created in 96 over the opposition of Ralph Nader and a bunch of different organizations. And one of the, your example is actually not only true, but it's one of the scandals of Enron was they convinced PG&E and Southern California Edison and a bunch of other major power companies to intentionally destroy their supplies. So you mentioned if you knocked out one piece, you'd have to wait for replacement. Well, Enron, Southern California Edison, PG&E disposed of, they auctioned off all of those replacement parts, and they were sitting idle, sitting empty, shelves. When any part went out, then they were able to jack up prices from 8 cents a kilowatt hour to $1,000 a kilowatt hour, and it basically destroyed, many businesses. I think 2/3 of the businesses in San Diego went out in 1 year because of this fraud. And that was what led to the public power, corruption scandal, or it was not public power, but the power corruption scandal of Enron, and then led to the Arthur Andersen scandal of about the year 2000. But the idea of intentionally sabotaging themselves by destroying their backup parts was a major part of that corruption. And in my eyes, organized crime has made their way onto the boards of directors of many of the power companies, because what it comes down to is it's an opportunity to do money laundering. You know, if you can imagine billing yourself for inspecting a pipe for 50 years and you pocket that money, you never inspect it, you know it was a defective part to begin with, they're able to basically print money simply by making a claim, never having any inspectors, and billing themselves as if they do. So it's the grid is a good idea, but it's also good to have independent. And one of the things that if you look at just economics 101, they diversify your income. So if you look at electricity as income, if you have one nuclear power plant and nothing else, one of the problems with the 2000 or excuse me, I guess it was 1991 energy crisis, or not 1991, 1999 energy crisis was that a 40-ton crane collapsed in a nuclear power plant down in Southern California and knocked the power out, and then all of a sudden that started the rolling brownouts, which led to Dick Cheney and Enron making magnificent amounts of money. I think they said that they looted California of $71 billion in a matter of months. And $71 billion in a matter of months. We've never recouped the spending power of that $71 billion. And so, you know, these guys are organized crime. There are any number of different types of sabotage and corruption. And so to have independent producers of electricity, a farm, a school district, you know, we've got BART up here, the electric train that runs all over the Bay Area, and they've got right away, you know, all over the side of the tracks. They could be laying solar panels up and down the side of the tracks and not only producing for themselves, but producing for the every town around and giving huge competition to PG&E, but the board of directors is stifled for some reason. They're not. You would think that Homeland Security would give grants to create alternative power because it would be such a stabilizing force. So then when you
Dave,
look
let
at
me,
some, yeah, well, I was just going
to
say.
I want to put an exclamation. I'd like to put an exclamation point on what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
During the 2 minutes that they allowed me, they only allowed me to speak 2 minutes. I took 4 minutes and like 40 seconds. But they had an attorney who was standing right next to me, ready to yank me off stage. And so I'm applying for this job on the board of directors, and they're allowing me 2 minutes to make my case. And I said, yo, it's unbelievable. You know, you hire a secretary, and you spend hours, right? You spend a lot more time interviewing a secretary, or the guy who's going to cut the lawn, you know, at the electric cooperative, or the shop foreman. You're not going to hire that person in 2 minutes. However, you're only allowing each of us on stage 2 minutes to make our point, make our case as to why we should be a member of the board. Okay, so that's one thing. Now, another thing that I said was exactly what you're talking about, and I said, I have a plan to reduce electric rates. We're paying 5.1 cents per kilowatt hour, and then we're selling it for 10 cents a kilowatt hour, plus meter fees. I said, my plan is, should there be an EMP, should there be a grid down situation, my plan is to cut us out from the grid. Isolate us through switches. We isolate our little electric cooperative. But before then, what we do is we encourage people to have solar panels and sell the electric excess electricity back to the electric cooperative at 2 cents per kilowatt and still sell it at 10 cents. So it's a win for everybody. It works for everybody. And I said, now we're not going to have the same amount of electricity. There's no way, you know, a bunch of farmers with solar panels are going to provide all the electricity we need. However, we'll have more than we would have if we didn't have any. And they wouldn't let me get my point across. So I'm with you. I'm on the same page. And what I'm saying is this whole system of the electric companies, I believe, these utility companies, is designed to control us and to prevent the independence, whether it be independence from small farmers like myself having excess capacity and selling it back to the electric cooperatives, or independence in the boardroom. They don't want any independence of any kind. They want absolute dependence from all of
right.
us.
That's why I believe it's organized crime. It, you know, these guys have been able to launder money through PG&E for years. They've been laundering money through Southern California Edison. If you just study, it's called San Bruno, where that mountain or where that pipeline blew up, San Bruno, the town of San Bruno. And when you study the case, you realize that the PUC, Public Utilities Commission head, who was the head of Southern California Edison, had a secret meeting. He had to go to Prague, Poland, he went to Poland, basically, to do a secret meeting with the Enron people in order to do a corruption of this San Bruno pipeline. I said Enron, with PG&E. So he, this guy was in corruption. They ended up paying a fine of $2 billion for this pipeline explosion after they had discovered layers on layers on layers of fraud, not cutting back tree branches and allowing whole neighborhoods to burn down, and pocketing the money, claiming that they had...
Yeah, did anybody go to jail or prison?
I think only one person. And
that's not enough.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are just layers and layers and layers of the corruption. I mean, the inspectors had to have signed off on these things. They, yeah, California's got some real problems with, like, that's why I believe it's more organized crime than it is, just sort of an internal corruption of a single company. Because when you get into Dick Cheney, they basically, after 9/11, they made the grid a part of national security. So they've basically taken a company like PG&E, which has what I see as organized crime ties, and then given them national security clearance and national security kinds of control. So, you know, if they claim that they're paying security guards, $100 an hour to guard a nuclear power plant, they're probably pocketing that money, too.
I'd love to hear what Gwyneth has to say about this when we come back. David, yes. Thank you for being with us. If you'd like to stay with us for the last segment of this hour, that'd be wonderful. And, David, I do have your phone number, and I will call you sometime this evening if that's okay.
Yeah, we'll do. You know, actually, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to try to get another guy who's into...
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, Gwyneth, it's back to you and me. David is making some calls to get some more information to us about all of the electric utilities, the corruption, the crime, the money laundering, and so forth. And he's going to join us on the air in the future. So I'm delighted to have welcomed him to broadcast with us and teach us more about the corruption as he sees it. So, Gwyneth, we were talking about your solar energy experience. Anything you want to share about what David was talking about or what we were talking about before we go on to being forced into Stone Age, the Stone Age?
If we get a few nuclear power plants going off, we might be back in the Stone Age. David's comments about California utilities. I graduated from the University of Melbourne in 1999 with a degree in environmental science and geography. Okay, it was not a useless degree. It has proved over the years immensely useful. I learnt about utilities internationally, especially in California. Because if I had chosen to go out and actually use my degree, I might have been an environmental consultant advising on utilities internationally. Helping people to put together solar projects of a massive scale and such like. The case study for corrupt utilities was California when I was studying environmental science at the University of Melbourne, especially Enron. I'm not sure if Enron had gone broke at that time or not, but there were already in 1997-1998 red flags being raised in the academic world regarding Enron's behavior. And basically what they were doing was they were rehypothecating electricity. Don't you dare! We've got a puppy wanting to jump up on the bench and get the butter. No. That's, yeah, okay. That is, this has been an issue for a while for the poor old Californians. And you know something? It tends to happen when you elect socialists, which Californians have once again been doing for quite a while. Because Maggie Thatcher put it better than anyone that I've heard. She said, the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Yeah. Right.
And that's a quote. Mm-hmm. And she was, of course, a shopkeeper. She was conservative, which means if she was in America, she would have been a Republican. On the right wing of the political spectrum. For the listening audience out there, it's a mistake to assume that a conservative equals fascist. That is absolutely not true. And people need to break out of this naivety, or this is something else that could end up driving us towards the Stone Age. And if you don't believe me, have a look at North Korea. Okay, have a look at Venezuela. Socialism is more destructive than just about any other political philosophy. It is a political philosophy that seems to be designed to wreck societies. And, you know, I can't think of any country that has had a socialist government for more than about 10 or 20 years. That is actually prosperous with, you know, people actually happy, you know, able to set up businesses, able to run things, able to have a generally happy and prosperous future. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Gwyneth and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'm Vin Finelli.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Allimed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.